Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First, I'm going to apologize to you, Jamie. We got caught up on our last topic, and I am late to you, and I should not be late. So my apologies. Jamie's with us. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How is your day? How are you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Chad, I appreciate the apology, but I'm a big believer in giving grace. So I give you grace, and thank you for having me. My day is lovely. How's your day?
Excellent. My day's very good.
Great.
Very good. Enjoying the show. I have some stuff to do afterwards. I'm about to leave your state in a few days and head back to the state that you gave up on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the state that you said, I heard you. I was at the airport when you said, Minnesota, you're dead to me. I'm never, ever coming
true.
Back.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Never, never have I ever said that, ever.
Harrigan, you were at the airport with me. Didn't you hear Jamie say that? Minnesota, don't look me in the eye ever again.
No, she is a true believer in this state and still makes several trips back here, Chad. How dare you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate being defended.
Yes. I have a topic for you about old friends and why do we click so well when we see old friends. This came up where I saw a friend of mine. I first met my friend Tony when I was going to college in the 1920s or so. Tony, he was on my dorm floor, and we quickly became friends. Through Tony, I met my closest friend on the planet, who has been my closest friend on the planet since 1985. And Tony actually lives in Northern California now, and golf, for both of us, is our addiction. And I would say, Jamie, the last 20 years, I would get Tony some tickets occasionally for Warriors game, Wolves-Warriors game. Then I think we hooked up for golf one time in Iowa. And then I saw him last week. It was last Friday. And it was as if it was like I saw him the day before. You know?
Yeah.
And yes, you're catching up. But there is just such comfortability. There is just such likability. It's just so great that we have that. So I want to hear what you think on that. And also, I'd love a text. When you get together with someone who you once were very good friends with, but then life happens, you don't live the same place, family, work, whatever it might be. But then when you get back with them, and it's as if nothing has changed. I think that's such a great feeling. I think we're all so lucky to have that. What do you want to say in that? Because it just, I mean, he raised the top. We were kind of going around the table with people raising topics for the show, and they actually gave me some great ideas. So I thought of you right away on this one. I thought you would be very good at this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend, Anna, who we met when my parents moved me from Plymouth to Maple Grove when I was transitioning from 6th to 7th grade. And Anna became my first friend. And once I moved over to Maple Grove, and we were so tight, you know, in high school, did so much together. And then as you're describing, she ended up going to school at La Crosse and I went to the University of Minnesota. And you would think, oh, that's not that far. But, you know, it was enough distance and not driving home and not going back to Maple Grove on weekends, but getting involved in sports or arts or whatever. You know, we slowly kind of distanced and then would come back, you know, summer and distance, come back. And recently, Anna was able to come out to Los Angeles on her job, and we reconnected. And it was just so fun because I think, like in Anna and my experience, it's we know each other's families. We kind of know what made people tick. We know each other's triggers of stuff. And, like, I think a lot of that doesn't really change, but maybe you talk about it in a different way. You're able to kind of process it differently. You've had distance from a little of it. And we were able to just kind of like laugh about stuff, you know, or talk about, remember when this person did this or that mm-hmm. fight that happened or whatever. And it's not only the familiarity, it's the, you know, the recognition of each other's stories, I think. And then being able to catch up on where each other are at and how each other's, you know, relationships are going and how things have played out. And it's just, I don't know. I think it's just, it's that whole idea of, like, you know, safety. Like, I think we feel safe with these people. Like, they know,
yeah,
they know the essence of who
really
we are. Right. So, like, in knowing the essence of someone, you know, like fully and truly, like you get to be your most vulnerable because you're safe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like this text. Plymouth to Maple Grove. That's a hell of a downslide. Most people try to get out of the northern suburbs. Yeah, I mean, I just, to me, leaving Plymouth to Maple Grove, I mean, that's like leaving me and going into Russia. I mean, who would think about doing that?
Well, I will tell you that my parents did it because they wanted to be closer to my grandparents' lake cabin in Leech Lake. So that was why.
Well, they moved 5 minutes. Like extra,
a little, it was about 15-20 minute difference. That was, but it was something.
Dave, when you hear Jamie's parents move from Plymouth to Maple Grove to close to Leech Lake, that's not very dramatic, is it?
Maybe not to you, but I mean, that's half a sitcom.
Yes. On the topic of just how quickly you fall back into with an old friend, really good text here, 651-461-9226. When you found that special friend and your frequency and energy is the same, no amount of time will change that friendship. More text. Good friends can always pick up right where they left off. Another text. You can just be yourself. That's all.
Yeah.
That's another thing, Jamie. You just, there's no, I've got to act a certain way. I've got to dress a certain way. I need to form questions a certain way. I have to be hesitant. No, it's your friend. And maybe it's 30 years. Maybe it's 30 days. It's just, it's easy. And life is complicated. We want easy, fun, smart, intelligent, complicated. But we also want it just to transition without, you know, all these myriad of twists and turns that could happen.
Right.
Harrigan, what do you want to say about this?
I want to say nothing because I was listening to something else. I'll be perfectly honest.
he's doing the podcast right now. More text on 651-461-9226. I just ran into two of my college basketball roommates, and I haven't seen them in 20 years for various reasons. We saw each other at the boys' basketball tournament. We reminisced and laughed our booties off and annoyed our wives, met mine, and sat and talked about how much we annoy them. It was great. Yes.
What about Chad? I want to bring up, what about the flip of this? Like, what about somebody who is your arch nemesis, or that you couldn't stand, or drove you crazy in the office, and you have to run into them? Does time heal all wounds?
Well, that's a good question, because I can really think of only one person I work with who qualifies in that area who is just a backstabber and just backstabbed a lot of individuals, and including myself.
You really shouldn't talk about Jason DeRusha like that.
Yeah, exactly. And when I saw him, the person was just trying to be super friendly, and I was just fine. But like recently, there were other friends of mine, and this individual were going out, and I was here. Okay, I couldn't make it. But I really don't think I would have went, because the person just for no reasons was so negative towards other people and putting their jobs in peril by this that I really didn't want to be around the person. If it's at a different level, I think it's, you know, as I'm thinking my way through it, because it's such a good question, it's all the context. It's all the, is it something where you know the person's going to be? Do you just bump into the person? How bad was it? I don't know if there is an automatic answer to that.
Sorry, I just had someone cut me off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like, do I honk the horn? Do I not honk the horn?
Oh, yeah. Honk, baby.
You guys would have heard it. No, I do think the context, I do think there's many different layers to that part of it. You know, it's just interesting, I think, psychologically, that we can, you pick up right where we left off, have such great memories, you know, like feel so comfortable with the people we like. And really then the opposite, you know, like we still do harbor some of these negative feelings even years later, right? It's
just like the positive.
It's interesting how our brains wire.
That's true. All right, honk. Can we hear the horn one time real quick?
I should not do that right now. No. Sorry.
Okay. Next week, honk that horn.
The other person off. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
But believe me, it gets used plenty, so I'm surprised we haven't heard it before.
I like it. We got to go. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Jamie, with us here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.